Harper Audio presents Wild About You by Carolyn Sparks, performed by Nicole Zanzarella. Chapter 1. In the dim light of a cloud-shrouded moon, Shanna Dragonesti cast a forlorn look at the flower bed she'd once tended with care. They'd become choked with weeds since her death. To be honest, gardening had ranked low on her list of priorities for the past 3 months. She'd had bigger things to fret about, such as adjusting to a steady diet of blood when 6 years ago she would have fainted at the sight of it, and dealing with an increased amount of psychic power that made it too easy to hear people's thoughts, whether she wanted to or not. Practically overnight, she'd been expected to master all the vampire skills. Levitation? Downright scary to look down and see nothing beneath her feet. With no way to ground herself, she kept tipping over. Mental note, never wear a skirt to levitation practice. And what about teleportation? She was terrified she'd materialize halfway into a tree or a rock. And why the heck couldn't she materialize 10 pounds lighter? Her scientific genius of a husband couldn't answer that one. Roman had laughed under the impression that she was kidding. Then there were the fangs. They tended to pop out at inopportune times. Thankfully, she couldn't see her scary new canine teeth in a mirror. Unfortunately, she couldn't see herself either. She'd nearly dropped her 3-year-old daughter on the floor the first time she'd seen Sophia floating in a mirror held by an invisible mother. And that was the most difficult part of being a vampire. She was no longer the same mother she'd been before. Every scraped knee or bruised feeling her children experienced in daylight hours would be soothed away by someone else. Because during the day, she was dead. She'd never fully appreciated what the other vamps went through each day at sunrise. Death sleep was easy enough, since you just lay there like a lump. But getting there was the pits. She had to die. Over and over, as the sun broke over the horizon, she experienced a burst of pain and a terrifying moment of panic. Roman assured her it would get easier in time when she learned to relax. But how could she remain calm when she was dying? What if she never woke again? What if she never saw her children or her husband again? There was no comforting light in the distance, reaching out to her with the promise of a happy afterlife. There was only a black hole of nothingness. According to Roman, that was the way it was for vampires. As a former medieval monk, he had interpreted the darkness as one more indication that he was cursed and his soul forever lost. He now believed differently. When he'd fallen in love with her, he'd accepted that as a blessing from above, and a sign that he wasn't entirely abandoned. And then dear Father Andrew, may he rest in peace, had convinced the rest of the vamps that they had not been rejected by their creator. There was a purpose to everything under heaven, Father Andrew claimed, and that included the good vamps. They were the only ones with the necessary skills for defeating bad vampires and shifters. The good vamps protected the innocent, so they served an important purpose in the modern world. Mental note, remind yourself every night that you're one of the good guys. It should make that glass of synthetic blood easier to swallow. Come on, Mom! Constantine ran ahead of her and charged up the steps to the front porch. Not to be outdone by her older brother, Sophia clambered up the steps too.
I don't have to wait for Mom to unlock the door, Tino boasted. I could teleport inside.
Sophia scowled at him, then turned to Shanna.
Mom, he's bragging again!
She gave Tino a pointed look. How many times had she warned him to be mindful of his little sister's feelings? So far, Sophia had not displayed the ability to teleport, and she was growing increasingly sensitive about it. There now. Shanna's mother, Darlene, gave Sophia a hug. Everyone has their own special gifts. Sophia nodded, smiling sweetly at her grandmother.
I can hear things that Tino can't.
Mom, she's bragging again,
Tino said in a high-pitched voice to mimic his little sister. With a snort.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?